Hello, this is Jim Fetzer, your host right here on Authentic News and RBN Live, the 7th day of March, 2024. Joe Biden won't build fences to protect Americans from foreign invaders, but he will build a fence to protect himself from the American people. Breitbart reporting, a fence has gone up for his State of the Union address tonight. Walls work. We know it to be true. Here's an implicit admission. Federal authorities constructed a wall surrounding U.S. Capitol for President Joe Biden's Thursday State of the Union speech, drawing the ire of Republicans who painted a contrast between Biden's open border policies and the heavily guarded Capitol complex. The 8-foot black Capitol wall, approved by the Capitol Police Board, could be more heavily guarded on Thursday by law enforcement than the southern border, where 1.7 million known getaways escaped into the United States under Biden. Remember, the total since he came into office is like 6.2 million. We have no idea who they are. They aren't being vetted. They aren't even being screened for diseases or criminal backgrounds or record of any kind. Whatever qualification they may have, we know Venezuela has emptied its prisons and its insane asylums, and now the homicide rate in Venezuela is at an historic low. Why? Because they've sent all their human garbage right here to the United States. The Capitol Police say Biden's State of the Union is a designated national special security event, which requires a robust security plan in cooperation with the Secret Service. That plan includes a large law enforcement presence behind a wall to protect that Capitol building from invasion. But the Democrats don't care about the real invasion, which is taking place of the United States right now as I speak. He will be addressing the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Listen to this. Phony president who wasn't elected, he's not even Joe Biden, try to spin a lemon into lemonade. This man is the worst president in American history. It grieves me to report that Donald Trump has now spoken out on Gaza, and sad to say, he's speaking of Israel's military campaign and that they need to finish the problem. There's no way to interpret that other than as an endorsement of the genocide in Palestine. It's enough to make me wretch. I'm completely disgusted. The former president has largely avoided weighing in on Gaza as President Joe Biden has faced criticism from within the Democrat coalition over his support for Israel, Palm Beach, Florida. Former President Donald Trump declared Tuesday that Israel must finish the problem in its war against Hamas. His most definitive position on the conflict since a terror group killed 1,200 Israelis and took more than 200 hostages on October 7th. You've got to finish the problem, Trump said on Fox Tuesday, asked about the war. He had a horrible invasion that took place that would never have happened if I was president. When asked on the program whether he supported a ceasefire in Gaza, Trump demurred, avoiding an explicit position on Israel's military effort that has now also left more than 30,000 people dead in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The likely 2024 Republican nominee has not provided his own position on U.S.'s Israel strategy throughout the 5 months of the war. And that, of course, has bothered me tremendously. Why was Trump not speaking out about Palestine? This is the greatest human rights issue the world has faced, perhaps in its history. Because it's going on so openly, so publicly, so vengefully, so sadistically, so savagely. It's prompted me to tweet breaking my heart. Trump has now said of Israel's slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza, time to finish a job, which I find morally repugnant. The man I thought was an American hero turns out to be a run-of-the-mill charlatan I substitute for the word I published. Can MAGA survive without Trump? Plus, I then added an additional tweet called Reaction. Run-of-the-mill does not describe DJT. I had resisted comparisons with P.T. Barnum, but now I'm forced to reconsider. His position here reveals himself to be a moral midget. I am devastated. Like being shot in the head. We have been betrayed. And I must say, this now forces me to go back and reconsider other actions he's taken in the past, not just the assassination of Qasem Soleimani, which was a violation of international law and an act of perfidy by inviting him to come to Iraq to participate in a peace negotiation. In other words, we deceptively brought him to the Iraqi airport, and then Trump had him taken out with a missile. I have said before, and I say again, that was an unforgivable act. In the context now of his support for genocide in Israel, even more despicable. Acting clearly as a pawn of Benjamin Netanyahu, I am repulsed. And it now forces me to reconsider his attitude about COVID and warp speed. I have sought to excuse him on the ground that he was being played by Fauci, the CDC, the FDA, the WHO. I'm now terribly concerned that Trump has been all in on the depopulation agenda. That bothers me tremendously. Coincidentally, but very timely, Joaquin Agopian has published, USA sponsors Israel's genocidal atrocity. Psychopathy on full geopolitical display. Parts of this, you can find it on my blog at James H. Fetzer. Also linked on my Twitter at Jim Fetzer, where you can find the tweets I've just shared with you. Another major news development this week involved Bibi the Butcher's chief political foe, according to CNN. Israel's former defense minister and retired General Benny Gantz, as a current member in Netanyahu's war cabinet, totally against Bibi's wishes. Benny, at Biden's behest, traveled to Washington to meet on Monday and Tuesday with Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Security Council Advisor Jake Sullivan. All these puppets implored Benny to go back to Israel and convince Bibi his position as head of state will not continue to be unconditionally supported much longer by Washington if his genocide and refusal to slow it down is allowed to go on much longer. A genocidal pause for Ramadan, another prisoner swap, and more humanitarian relief to the famine-stricken children now starving in Gaza is a message to Bibi. Let's see who wins this clash of will between geopolitical puppet regimes, U.S. or Israel. Because Bibi's higher pay grade via his Jewish state founder, Zionist Rothschild dynasty, and since satanic elites always love human sacrificial bloodbaths, Israeli genocide will likely continue without interruption. Everything these psychopathic puppets do, whether Israeli or American, is self-serving, as useful idiots desperately trying to maintain or gain more leverage and power as puppet minions, dutifully do the bidding of their bloodline masters that control them and through them us. Wonderful. Where I shared on Twitter and added the following preface. That Donald J. Trump, whom I have for so long admired, should support genocide, breaks the deal for me. I may still vote for him. What are the alternatives? Gruesome Newsom or Big Mike? But the bloom is off the rose. The feeling is gone. Reasons why, and there I cite Joaquin's brilliant, very timely post. Meanwhile, prior to this breaking news, Scott Bennett and I reviewed Super Tuesday and the latest developments in Ukraine on his Global Awakening news program, which I do every Tuesday. Meanwhile, and this I regard as a far more positive development, George Galloway wins parliamentary seat, sends crushing blow to WEF rats in the UK. Let's listen to a bit about this.
Well, there is some hope in this crazy world. After all, the WEF globalists, the warmongers in Britain, were just put on notice. Anti-war candidate George Galloway won a crushing victory in the by-election over the weekend, and he is heading back to Parliament, where he is sworn in on this Monday, March 4th, and I can't wait to see what he does in the House of Commons. George joins us now. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Pleasure to be back with you again, Clayton.
Always great to see you, George. And I just can't wait. I have to say, when I saw the election results, I said, all right, George, go in there and stir up some shit.
Well, it's made the best people in the world happy and made the worst people in the world as sick as parrots, as we say in Great Britain. And there's a lot of sick parrots going around in those circles you mentioned, the WEF, the warmongers, the people who wish to take us further along the road to World War III. I hope I've managed to put the brakes on at least a little bit.
Well, I hope that you can maybe knock some heads when you get there and hope that maybe some of those people will come out of the woodwork and say to you, George, you know, I'm on your side with this. You know, maybe you will provide an opportunity for other people to come out and say enough of what we're doing in Ukraine, and the UK's support of unlimited weapons and support into Ukraine, Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Over the weekend, of course, we saw the United States saying that they are going to veto a resolution condemning the massacre that just unfolded with 1,000 Palestinians surrounding an aid truck. Even though the Israeli Defense Forces have come out and said, yep, that was us, still the United States can't bring itself to admit this massacre. So maybe, do you think in the House of Commons you will start to see people coming out of the woodwork, coming to your side of things?
Well, we'll either have to change the existing parties or we'll have to change them. They'll have to basically adapt to the new politics in the country, where it's abundantly clear that our victory on Thursday was speaking for millions, or we'll have to sweep away the political representation that we have and replace them by new ones. So they can have it either way. There's some sign of the former. The Labour Party in particular will simply have to force their leader to adapt, or dozens, maybe even scores of their members of Parliament will be unseated at the general election, which, after all, may only be weeks away. I know it's hard to imagine that, having just fought an election for 4 weeks, I might have to fight another one 4 weeks later. Although I'm ready, I'm not so sure my opponents are.
Let me just say, that's one advantage of a parliamentary system. You can have changes taking place virtually at any time when a vote is called, and you can change the composition of Parliament. May that happen soon if the UK doesn't start come around, but that's a positive sign, George Galloway there. Meanwhile, neocon Queen Victoria Nuland ends her reign, exposing a catastrophic career. Here's a video about her.
Folks.
Unfortunately, preceded by an announcement from the fake president.
One of the most bloodthirsty and psychotic warmongers to occupy high office in Washington resigned today, evidently and hopefully bringing a shameful end to her long and destructive career in Washington. Victoria Nuland, who worked for every American president from Bill Clinton to Joe Biden, with the sole exception that she was out of power only during the Trump presidency, announced today that she was resigning her position as acting deputy secretary of state, a position to which she had just been promoted last July when the prior deputy secretary of state retired. There's much speculation about why Nuland may have resigned now. Perhaps it was due to her anger that the Biden administration is not doing more to fuel the war in Ukraine against Russia, one of her pet projects for decades, though the Biden administration is impeded only because Congress, under House Speaker Mike Johnson, won't approve another $60 billion for that war. Perhaps it is anger over the fact that the Biden White House is now tepidly criticizing Israel, a country to which she is more devoted than almost anybody in Washington. Or perhaps, and most likely, it was due to the fact that she was just passed over to permanently become the Deputy Secretary of State, the position second in line to ascend to her lifelong ambition of becoming Secretary of State. Whatever the reasons, and despite the horror show that has already replaced her, someone who also worked for Dick Cheney and has been around the State Department for decades, there is still much to celebrate from this news of the end, at least for now, of Victoria Nuland's career in government. She served as Dick Cheney's top advisor for his disastrous invasion and occupation of Iraq. She then served as U.S. ambassador to NATO when the Bush administration, led by Condoleezza Rice and Victoria Nuland, began attempts to expand NATO right up to the Russian border, including Ukraine. And one can draw a direct line between that expansionist mentality in 2007 and 8 and the decade-long war in Ukraine now taking place. She then ran Ukraine for the Obama administrations under Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, where she became one of the most extremist voices in Washington for placing the U.S. on a confrontational, provocative course with Russia. And then when Joe Biden replaced Donald Trump, one of the first things he did was immediately hire her to run Ukraine for his administration. In 2014, a conversation that Nuland had with the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was tape recorded and leaked, allegedly by Russia, in which the pair were caught plotting who should be chosen to rule Ukraine. Who was best for the United States in the wake of the U.S.-supported coup in 2014 that succeeded in removing Ukraine's democratically elected president? While Nuland, in one sense, is merely one of the most extremist representations of the bipartisan machine of endless war that has ruled D.C. for decades at the expense of ordinary Americans, she is also a singular menace and ghoul. Nuland's pedigree is itself revealing. She married into the largest and most toxic neocon dynastic family. In the 1990s, she married Robert Kagan, who for decades was the principal partner of Supreme neocon Bill Kristol, having worked with him in the 1990s to create the leading neocon group Americans for a New Century, which spent years before 9/11 urging the U.S. government to invade Iraq and remove its government. According to Politico, which made the poll up among the top 50 most powerful people in Washington.
We'll be right back.
Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Just had to Glenn Greenwald's superb reporting about Victoria Nuland and why she may have chose to resign now. She recently stated she had a surprise in mind for Vladimir Putin. And in my opinion, the surprise she had in mind was nuclear and very likely had to do with the Zaporizhia power plant. Thus, I think it's not a coincidence that RSN, reader-supported news, a left-wing publication, just happened to publish today, 7th March, a looming disaster at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. At the facility occupied by Russia for the past 2 years, the employees describe a regime of torture and abuse and a growing threat of disaster. I don't believe any of that part about torture and abuse, but I certainly agree the threat of disaster. I suspect, and this is admittedly a conjecture, Victoria Nuland had a plan to nuke Zaporizhia power plant in the anticipation that the radiation cloud would reach into Russia. This was a surprise she had in mind for Vladimir Putin, but surprise, surprise, saner minds prevailed and it was ruled out, and she decided to take her ball and go home. That's my best guess. Meanwhile, Israel has rejected a 14-truck convoy of aid. They won't allow it as Gazans starve. Food aid convoy turned away after trend through February shows 75% rejection for northern Gaza aid. UN Rawl as the UN Refugee Agency reports on extensive abuse of Palestinian prisoners. Another Gazan journalist killed. Reports on ceasefire progress. Gallup poll shows Israel's popularity is waning. West Bank deaths arrest. New York Times. Peace on Hamas rape debunked again. Girl Scout troop harassed for supporting Gazan children. Wow. Good stuff. This report about popularity, very significant. A new Gallup poll published Monday shows how much Israel's image has declined. 58% of Americans have a very or mostly favorable view of Israel, down from 68%, the lowest favorability rating for Israel in over two decades. Young American adults of all highlights show the biggest decline in rating of Israel, dropping from 64% favorable among 18 to 34-year-olds in 2023 to 38% now. Stunning, very significant, and it will grow. Meanwhile, Israel continues to block U.S.-funded flour shipment into Gaza, antiwar.com reporting. Israel is still blocking a U.S.-funded flour shipment into the Gaza Strip, announced by the White House 46 days ago, a U.S. official told the Times of Israel on Tuesday. Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich initially said he blocked the shipment because it was going through the UN's Palestinian Relief Agency, known as UNRWA. About 2 weeks ago, U.S. officials said Israel agreed to unblock the shipment and send it through the World Food Program, but it still hasn't entered Gaza, where children are dying of starvation. The flour is stuck at the Israeli part of Ashdod. Disgraceful. Meanwhile, a U.S. Hamas hunting club set up by U.S. soldiers serving in the Israeli military posts images of blindfolded Palestinian captives and a bomb with "send nudes" written on it in images now being reviewed by the IDF. A group of American soldiers fighting at the IDF in Gaza are under review after creating a social media profile dedicated to sharing images of blindfolded Palestinian captives and calling for people to join the hunt for Hamas. The Hamas Hunting Club has published a slew of images since its creation in November, showcasing dozens of blindfolded Palestinian detainees sitting on the floor with their arms bound together. All this, of course, is in violation of the laws of war, the Geneva Conventions, and international law. Other images bearing the location tag of Gaza City appear to show club members posing for the camera and brandishing assault rifles as disheveled and handcuffed Palestinians stand by, unable to see through the rags covering their faces.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
I want you to think about this Paul Craig Roberts, whom I greatly admire. Western governments have declared open season on their white citizens. Normal heterosexual white people are losing the protection of law in the Western world. It is happening in some countries faster than in others. Although women in Sweden and Norway do not have the same recourse to law when they are raped by immigrant invaders as they have if raped by white Scandinavian men, it is in Great Britain and the U.S. where the protection by law has collapsed most rapidly. A recent example in Great Britain is the case of Sam Malia. Sam, a white British citizen, made available stickers that read, "Respect white, reject white guilt. It's okay to be white. We will be a minority by 2066. White lives matter. Stop anti-white rape gangs. Love your nation." The BBC prostitutes branded Malina a far-right activist, a piece of shit judge. This is Paul Craig Roberts. Ruled that the stickers' messages are corrosive to our society. In other words, the judge said that our society is not white, except for the corrosive elements in it who are opposed to Britain being overrun by immigrant invaders. A piece of shit judge, with weaponized law in his hand, declared his opinion that Sam was an anti-Semite with Nazi sympathies, and sent Sam to 2 years in prison. Sam was charged with a hate crime for saying it's okay to be white. He wasn't charged with being an anti-Semite or a Nazi sympathizer. Those were charges that the judge added. The result is that a white British family with a two-year-old daughter and another child on the way will be devoid of a father, earner, and protector for 2 years. This is what it means to be a white British citizen today. And that's what it will mean to be a white American citizen tomorrow. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley has dismissed the idea of running as a third-party candidate. The primary season is well underway, Super Tuesday having passed. There are only two candidates for the Republican nomination, former President Donald Trump and former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. Trump was projected to win every state on Super Tuesday except Vermont, despite Haley's best efforts to set herself apart. Speculation has arisen his rival might switch parties to stay in the race. She has, however, already shot down that idea as of March 5th. And, of course, it played out exactly that way, where Trump won 14 out of 15 states, Haley only Vermont. Meanwhile, the Babylon Bee comments. Raytheon lowers flags to half staff after Nikki Haley drops out, Waltham, Massachusetts. A somber mood fell over the nation's foremost defense contractors this morning as Raytheon lowered its flags to half staff after Nikki Haley announced she was dropping out of the 2024 presidential race. The Aerospace Technology Corporation, which had been holding out hope that the world would enter a new era of highly profitable war, destruction, and death with the onset of World War III, was devastated by this morning news that Haley had suspended her campaign. "This is a major blow," said a Raytheon spokesperson. "We are deeply saddened by the news of Nikki Haley dropping out of the race. It is a dark day for us and for anyone who's hoping for a much darker future for the human race, and indeed the entire world. We have lowered our flags to half staff in solemn memory of the dream we shared with Nikki Haley of endless wars and vast rivers of defense contract money." Indeed. Meanwhile, Sebastian Gorka drops a hint of Trump's VP nominee. In an interview with Charlie Kirk, Sebastian mentioned he knows who Trump has selected. "That's like saying, I know what Wonka Bar has a golden ticket. Well, go on, tell us. The people are dying to know." But he said he was sworn to secrecy. He did mention who isn't VP. Donalds, Lake, Scott, Ramaswamy. "I think it's funny people thought it was Vivek." But his response, by the way, tweeted by Benny Johnson to being Trump's VP, "I'm going to support whatever decision he makes. Suggest success is unifying. That's our message. Success is vengeance." Here's more news about it. Gorka, who served in Trump administration deputy assistant, the president was asked about the VP choice during an interview with Charlie Kirk. "Okay, you put in a top position right now, Charlie. I know who it is. I know who the president has chosen, but I've been sworn to secrecy. The interesting thing is it's an amazing choice. It's somebody nobody's talking about." Continued, noting Trump has a prerogative to change his mind. He offered a few more clues. "It's somebody who's proven himself in Congress, but that's as far as I'm going to go. That suggests to me, possibly, it could be Jim Jordan. Possibly it could be Marjorie Taylor Greene. He says it's an amazing choice. We'll hold our breath. We'll wait and see." Meanwhile, illegal immigrants to get home loans in California. Get this. No down payment or job required. Obviously, they don't have to have any collateral at all. How could they have collateral? They've just arrived. All they have is what they've been given.
Jim, on the way back, I wanted to stop and grab something to eat really quick. Had some things to do, so I stopped over at Jersey Mike's. And I have nothing but good things to say about Jersey Mike's. I've been eating there for years, and I've always given them a good recommendation. Today, though, I don't know. I stopped there, picked up a mini, and something
I've kind of lost my head. I don't want to hear about Jersey Mike, but about immigrants with no loan payment or job required getting home loans in California. Meanwhile, a Florida sheriff has excoriated Congress after a human trafficking operation finds illegal aliens using federal flight vouchers. Is that any surprise to you? Blaze Media reports the story. A Florida sheriff says he found evidence that illegal aliens were using federal flight vouchers in order to aid human trafficking across the U.S. border during a law enforcement operation. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd applauded his deputies for arresting 228 people during a massive multi-agency operation named Operation March Sadness 2024. Among those arrested were teachers, coaches, medical professionals, active military service members, and 23 illegals. In a media briefing Tuesday, Judd blamed Congress members for their inaction to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, a top official slammed MSNBC for laughing at voters for caring about the impact of illegal immigration. Top official teed off on a far-right MSNBC panel this week for laughing at voters who are concerned about the impact of Joe Biden's border and illegal immigration crisis. A panel, which consisted of network hosts Jen Psaki, Nicole Wallace, Joy Reid, Rachel Maddow, and more, was in the process of breaking down the Super Tuesday result when Psaki took a shot at voters in Virginia, who said immigration was their top issue. I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia, Psaki began. Immigration was the number one issue again. These could change in Virginia. The panelists all laughed at the development. Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia, Maddow mocked, a very contested area. How insulting. That's what it's become with these liberals, these nut jobs. Pathetic. Meanwhile, and I'm not entirely sure I agree, DeSantis shuts down spring break mayhem before it began. Not going to fly in the Sunshine State. We know, of course, Florida is notorious for college students coming there during spring break. Governor DeSantis announced a wide range of resources the state will be providing to local communities throughout the state as spring break rapidly approaches. He made the announcement as airlines are expecting heavy travel this upcoming spring break season, and Florida is always a top destination for tourists, especially in the winter months, but especially college students during spring break. Meanwhile, get this. Democrat Dalton, Illinois mayor vetoes a resolution to investigate her own corruption by misusing funds for lavish trips, $1 million security detail. Mayor previously under fire for shutting down businesses that don't donate to her. Dalton, Illinois mayor Tiffany Henyard on Monday reportedly vetoed an investigation. She's from the Fannie Willis School of Law Enforcement, unanimously approved by the Dalton, Illinois Village Board into allegations that she misused funds for lavish, expensive, and a costly $1 million security detail. And it's not the first time she's come under scrutiny. Meanwhile, on the positive side, NIWAR.com reports, Idaho State Senate passes Defend the Guard Act on Monday. Idaho State Senate passed the Defend the Guard Act, legislation that would prohibit the deployment of the state's National Guard to a combat zone without a declaration of war for Congress as required by the Constitution. The bill was introduced in January by Senator Ben Adams and passed by a vote of 27-8 and now heads to the state's House of Representatives for consideration. Well done, Idaho. Similarly in Texas, again, NIWAR.com, Texas Republicans vote overwhelmingly in favor of restricting combat deployments of state's National Guard. On Tuesday, Texas Republican primary voters overwhelmingly supported a proposition in favor of legislation to restrict the deployment of the state's National Guard to combat zones. The proposition stated the Texas legislature should prohibit the deployment of the Texas National Guard to a foreign conflict unless Congress has formally declared war. In response, 84% of voters said yes. Only 16% voted no. Another very good move. Meanwhile, the head of the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, indicated by remarks of basic knowledge of firearms. During an interview with CBS, the head of the ATF, his name is Dettelbach, a Biden political appointee, struggled to demonstrate basic knowledge about guns, failing to differentiate between fundamental components like clips and magazines, raising serious concerns about its qualifications to oversee firearm regulation. Frankly, they don't care about anyone's qualification. They care about their woke ideology, and if they're woke, they're in, and if they aren't, they're out. Meanwhile, the Rust movie catastrophe where Alec Baldwin killed a member of the staff, the armorer has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, providing a weapon to Alec Baldwin that was loaded with real ammo when it was supposed to be only loaded with blanks. Meanwhile, Harvard has ended its COVID-19 shot mandate. I think it's about time. Harvard University announced on March 5th that it had ended the COVID-19 shot mandate, walking back its announcement just weeks earlier that all students needed the shot to register for the fall semester. I wonder how many balked. How many said, well, if you're going to require the shot, I ain't coming. The university made the announcement in a post on its website stating, Harvard University Health Service will no longer require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. We strongly recommend all members of the Harvard community stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccines, including boosters if eligible, displaying incredible stupidity for an institution of higher learning. Meanwhile, shocking, lawsuit filed against rapper Sean P. Diddy Combs with claims of sex trafficking, drugging, underage girls, shootings, cover-ups, and more. Names J-Lo, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Stevie J. There's a lot going on there being covered by the Gateway Pundit. Meanwhile, and you'll love this, transgender womb implants. Yes, transgender womb implants and child sex dolls for pedophiles. This isn't progressive, it's satanic. Listen to this. Unbelievable. This should be taking place. Here's a story.
If you thought the world couldn't get any more progressive with transgender rights, just wait until you see what they're going for next.
Can trans women get pregnant?
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Two final stories today. CBS promotes perverting children. Megyn Kelly, who's been impressing me of late, wants to debate dumb SHRT. Scott Paley on CBS 60 Minutes over woke indoctrination in schools. Good for her. Meanwhile, there's a new video about Big Mike. That is something you want to appreciate. You can find it on Twitter. Here it comes from the
was found dead today. And what have you done?
Here it is.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there?
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean Michelle.
It's
Big Mike coming this summer. How timely, Big Mike. And some of the scenes you couldn't see included Big Mike working out with weights, Big Mike taking a leak standing up. And that's very thematic because it was a physician who was assigned to Michelle, who was never sick, who walked into her in a trailer near Trenton during a campaign stop and found her taking a leak standing up. That led him to reveal, even though he was paid millions for his silence, that Michelle Obama is not a man who underwent a sex transformation, but rather Michelle Obama is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill, and diligent students have tracked down the actual parents of the children, where the older girl looks just like her father, the younger just like her mother. If Michelle does run, and while she has declared she's not running for the office, she's not said she would not accept a draft, which I think is highly probable, there's going to be a whole lot of issues to deal with here, including the death of the chef, Taref Campbell, who drowned in 3 feet of water when he was a good swimmer, and where Brock had scratches on his hand, band-aids to cover damage to his left hand, and a black eye the following day. Not to mention Michelle's sexuality. We'll be right back and take your calls.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.